It's now time to awaken your passion and purpose with Annette Daly. Each week, she will take you through a process to be the best you by focusing your attention on passion and purpose. Make sure to visit Annette on her website, sosaiththequeen.com.
Hello, my name is Annette Daly, and I am a lifestyle designer with So Saith the Queen, who is starting a movement. My movement is to start a revolution of women who were once bored, overwhelmed, and uninspired to discover their passions, purpose, and personal gifts. They will discover what they are the queen of and begin adding value to others every day. I was personally trained by the New York Times bestselling authors of The Passion Test, Chris and Janet Atwood. I learned how to give women the tools they need to be immediately successful and be the queen for the rest of their lives. If this sounds of interest to you, please go to my website, sosaiththequeen.com, and download my free ebook, 101 Ways to Be a Queen and Live a Royal Life. This series of podcasts will be a tribute to the book Queen of Your Own Life, The Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life You Deserve by Kathy Kinney and Cindy Radsclaff. Now let me ask you, what will you be queen of today? Will you join my movement? In the previous podcast, we've been covering the top 10 ways to become the queen of your own life. Number 10 was banish from the first half of your life that you no longer want to keep in the second half. Number 9 way was to decide what you would keep from the first half of your life and carry it over. 8 was claim your beauty and power. 7 was to recognize that language matters and to choose words about ourselves that are positive. 6 was admire yourself. 5 was build and nurture trusting friendships. And today we're going to discuss number 4, and that is set strong boundaries. Okay, let's be the queen of setting strong boundaries. Mean what you say and say what you mean. Have you ever had a feeling when someone asked you to do something and your insides are screaming, no, but your lips and mouth say, yes, sure, I'll do that? The reasons we do this varies, but one of them is the strong desire to be liked. We would rather sacrifice our own well-being in order to be liked by someone else. We don't want to let the other person down, or perhaps we owe them a favor. Learning to say no can be very empowering, and getting through that feeling of uncomfortableness will bring you to a place of peace and freedom. Janet and Chris Atwood from The Passion Test helped me to learn to say no lovingly. There are 3 elements to this. The first is to express your love and appreciation for them. The best way to do this is to understand what they are feeling and why they are asking this of you, and to appreciate that. Appreciate how you would feel if you were in their position. So here's a personal example. I was asked to cook in a local charity chili cook-off. It was not one of the 2 sanctioned chili societies that I usually limit my time for, but I happily agreed to participate. The organizer knew that my husband and I knew a lot about cook-offs and also about blues music. A couple of weeks later into the process and the organizing of the cook-off, she asked us if we would also be in charge of the music for the event. And as much as I wanted to say yes, and I really did, I knew it would put a big strain on our already bulging at the seams schedule Plus, participating in the cooking requires a lot of attention to detail. I said, I appreciate that you think so highly of John and I in the chili world, and I recognize your desire to make this event fun and successful. The second element is to connect your love and appreciation for what the other is feeling with your own needs. And you do this by using and rather than but. The word but separates, and the word and connects. The third element is to state your own needs. We call this loving yourself. So here's the whole formula. Number one, I love and appreciate you. Number two, and. Number three, I love and honor my own needs. So in the example above, this could sound like this. I really appreciate you think so highly of John and I in the chili world, and you want to have a fun and successful event. And I need to do a thorough job cooking the chili, true to my own standards, which doesn't leave me time to organize the music, too. Now, does this mean that the other person will not like being told no? Not necessarily. And this is clear communications, however. This same method of communication applies when someone asks you something to do something and you just need to say no because it's not aligned with your passions. Then the communication can sound like this. I'm so grateful that you think highly enough of me to ask me to do this. And I'm not able to do it at this time. When you begin by appreciating the other, by understanding what they are feeling, then you create a bridge for connecting with them. If you want others to understand you, then begin by understanding them. So I ask you, would you like help understanding how to consistently choose in favor of your passions so you can begin living passionately from today forward? I can help you walk away with a strategy you can use for the rest of your life for aligning with your passions. I'm running a 50% discount for private one-on-one consultations until the end of August. To register, go to sosaythequeen.com/specials. This can be done over the phone or in person. It's regularly $300, now only $150. Or if you prefer a group setting, I'm holding a seminar called Awaken Your Passion, Purpose, and Personal Destiny on Saturday, September 10th in Fork Union at the Fluvanna County Parks and Rec Building from 1 to 4 p.m. If you would like to purchase your own copy of the book, Queen of Your Own Life, please go to my products tab on the same website, sosayththequeen.com. And lastly, embrace your inner queen. Every moment is a gift. Be grateful for your gifts and share them with others. So saith the queen.